Isn't this a sports show?
I'm going to get back to the Anthony Sherman butt stuff in a second.
What?
Almost entirely.
But I think the last topic will probably be Anthony Sherman because we know he's a nice firm end.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
And right now, like, I had a notification on my phone that I had successfully uploaded to Google Drive the photo called Sherman butt.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Off to the side in a black shirt that just stands out, kind of all by yourself, is just you taking a picture of Anthony Sherman's butt.
I wanted to get full coverage. It's something that his singlet did not provide.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810WHB.
We went with a double intro today because I wanted to take this moment to formally acknowledge the retirement of Anthony Sherman. His career, much like him, now has a firm end. Anthony Sherman has retired after a decade in the NFL and after helping me end up in a moment that I will literally never be able to live down, where I accidentally, if you don't know the story, ended up on the cover of the Star Sports section one day in St. Joe because I took a picture of Anthony Sherman as he was arriving, and I ended up on the cover of the sports section of the Star taking a picture of Anthony Sherman's butt.
Last hour we talked about where was the start of like the decline of Kansas.
Yeah.
We know where the rise of Joshua Briscoe started.
I don't know. I got a lot of tweets as soon as Anthony Sherman retired, and I'm not sure that I love that for myself. But
it's just been uphill from then. It's just been a slow. Yeah. You started off with backsides, and now you're getting backs. Pretty soon you'll be on the shoulders, and eventually the face.
Someday I would like to know if Anthony Sherman is aware of the fact that he accidentally helped me become a meme.
Major career.
Today will not be that day, though. Someone asked if we can get the Sherman picture as an emote. No. No.
Actually,
the
answer is no. I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Of me? Yeah. Doing the thing? All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's an emote. That's a good emote idea.
Anyway, he retired and then hopped onto a helicopter. So.
Which is perfect.
It's absolutely perfect. All right. Whenever we unlock the next set of emotes, which means if you've got Amazon Prime,
you
can
subscribe
to the 810 Twitch.
And I've been thinking about this, and I think, I don't know exactly how.
I may even make it an
emote
on my personal Twitch account whenever I'm able to do custom emotes there.
I'll figure out exactly, but I think I may do it once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe once every 2 weeks to start off. I'm going to gift out a sub.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can gift out subs
through Prime.
Anybody
can. Cost you
literally,
money.
Literally, yeah. So you basically, when you gift out a sub,
you're gonna pay for
you
someone
are paying
else's?
For that
wow.
sub, and it will go to somebody who follows the page or
you're
and
already
literally
Rudy, anybody, top shot. Rudy is different,
and literally anybody can do it. So any of our followers can give out subs. Anybody can do it, but you know, hey, if it will get people to, you know, it's just a nice little, like, you know, again, I'm only gonna give out like one every 2 weeks, which is basically like once a paycheck. So
that's
like,
still.
We're talking $10 a month. Like, I'm not a,
that's
not
just,
a saint.
No, but I listen. I
which
I
at
think,
some point we can start making bets with chat where it's like,
yes.
Hey, if we're right, you have like some people in chat have to gift out 5 subs. If we're wrong, we'll gift the 5.
And you can
subs.
you can do bets with like bits and everything.
Yes.
Eventually, I think we'll start to try to employ the help of some of our most faithful Twitch followers to help us do all of those things, but. One foot in front of the other for now on the
for
Twitch
sure.
stream. But today will be a very good time. This will be a very good time to be watching the show. We're going to cover all the same bases through the audio medium as well. But what's about to happen is that earlier today, Rudy got his first pack of NBA Top Shot. It is the non-fungible token, the NFT, that is essentially digital NBA trading cards.
Yes.
Or player cards or whatever, you know.
They're in a GIF format or video format.
Yeah.
You know?
We talked about it some on the show at this point. It's a big enough thing that I imagine most people have a loose idea of what it is.
They've heard about
digital,
it.
It's a digital basketball card of a specific play, their number. There are lots of factors that play into them. Rudy, you've been incredibly hyped for this moment all day today. Is there anything that people need to know before we do open them? And also, Beards, go ahead and flip on the page on Twitch.
Can we do that? Okay.
You'll be able to watch the stream right along with us.
You know... I think the
twitch.tv/sportsradio810 get
yes.
there.
I think the big thing with this is like I would not advise anybody who is trying to use this to like make money. Have fun with
that's
it.
Very
like,
that's very responsible of you.
Like,
but...
that, like this is some not that you can't make money. I just don't know if you should go into it. Like I am not going into this with the purpose of making money.
Stream looks good,
but I am expecting to get digital money that I then try to put into my actual bank account, but which I spend like 3 months fighting over the said money. And then it probably goes all up in the air, and that's fine. Cause you know what? I've had my fun with it.
So the best part of this is going to be finding out in real time if Rudy is making money or losing money. Yeah. How much did this pack cost?
$14.
So it's a $14 pack. Yes. And you're going to get three cards from this pack,
yes,
right?
So I will get three moments. And so I will get two of those moments will be the base series moments, which are just like your standard commons. And then one of them will be a Seeing Stars moment, which this is a Seeing Stars pack, which basically there is one moment for every player who made it into the NBA All-Star game, with the exception of Kevin Durant and LeBron James, because basically the way they're doing it with those two is if you collect, I think it might be 12, I think there's 24 of them. Mm-hmm. And so if you collect, if I remember right, if you collect 12, a certain 12 moments, then you get gifted the Kevin Durant one. If you collect the other 12 moments, you get gifted the LeBron James ones, because obviously those are the two most valuable moments.
Will we open the most valuable one last? Will it be obvious which one is which? Do you not know?
My belief is it could be any. So like there'll be three boxes essentially that pop up that will say click to reveal, and that Seeing Stars moment, which is the All Star one, which will in theory be the most valuable. Maybe not necessarily, but in theory will be. Could be any of the three. I've seen it. I've seen enough from a couple of videos. I've seen it's been in different spots. So we can just go left to right. We can go right to left.
I think you should pick one, two, or three, as and then Beards will actually hit the button to click them. All right, Beards, mm-hmm. you have music for the. Are we good to open them? Are you ready, Rudy?
I am ready.
I'm ready to
yes,
go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hit the button. NBA Top Shot opening now here, property of Rudy Salazar. You can begin submitting your bids on Twitch or on Twitter here now as well. Beards, go ahead and click open, I suppose, on the common pack here.
Open?
The open button. Is your cursor going to be visible?
No.
It is not.
Nope.
Okay.
I have it set to where it's not.
Okay. Now, I can't see it here because of the lower banner's covering, but it should say open then underneath it.
Aha.
Looking at the pack right now. It's wiggling. Yes. Open your pack.
Open the pack.
The more you know, NBA Top Shot launched in early access with 150. Okay, here we go.
All right. Which one are we doing first?
Definitely don't click reveal all.
Do not hit reveal all. Okay. So first one up.
Also, Beards is going to do the research as we go on how much these are worth.
Yeah,
probably.
So what we'll do is there's another tab open on this page. So after we reveal it, he will click on that tab. So we will then go to the marketplace. He will then type in that player. We'll find it. We'll also find the serial number that's closest to that's being up for sale, so we can know roughly what the price is.
Also, Beards, this may go without saying, just leave the camera on Rudy.
Yep,
just this whole time. Okay. Well, it's on me right now.
That's because you were talking.
Just leave it on Rudy.
Okay.
Before we get going, give me 1 second. Because I want to pull up on my other tablet here. I shared that sheet out that has like what I can get.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to pull it up on my tablet so I can
just have the sheet ready. That's good. We're gonna get the prices of these in real time. We're gonna figure out if Rudy is a millionaire or if he stays broke.
All right, Rudy. Left.
Hold up. Hold up.
That's all right. Listen, Beards, how are you feeling about this right now? Are you gonna try to get in? Go ahead, Rudy. We'll stall. It's fine.
We're not in a rush.
You can put the camera on me now, I guess. Are you gonna get in on this game, do you think? Is this something that entices you, or do you only wanna watch it as the pervert in the corner?
I think you need to get involved with it, Beards.
We'll see how this goes. I'll be in the corner for right now. This is a trial run. We'll see how it goes.
I want to say I am not here to make anybody spend a lot of money. I'm talking about packs that will, in theory, will cost like $9.
I will buy any pack that drops. I will not be secondhand buying any packs because that feels like a dangerous game.
Yeah. I'm not trying to help scalpers out here. Like I am looking. Hey,
you want to be a scalper?
No, I want to sell in the marketplace, which is a legal thing. The last like 3-4 months has shown me that like the amount of people who are just scalping stuff and then selling them at like 5 times the what they're worth is bothering me.
I'm gonna see how much money I've lost on AMC today.
Okay, I've got it up.
All right,
I'm ready to go.
Left,
let's
right or middle.
Let's go. Let's go left.
Left.
Yes.
Josh, you ready?
Yep. I'm watching this. We're watching the stream. Beards, don't you? Beards is a second ahead of us.
Yes. No reaction.
No reaction.
Turn that mic off.
I'm not even looking at Beards.
Oh, I forgot to mention what we were looking for.
That's fine. Let's
quickly.
See what this is. Oh, my
God.
Comment.
It's a steal. It's a steal.
Oh,
it's a Jaylen Brown steal.
Oh, my God. It's Jaylen Brown.
Okay, so now I'm watching the video. He steals it from – it's. Who's he steal it from? Do we know who he steals it from?
It's someone on the Raptors.
I see Van Vliet.
It's Celtics Raptors.
And Pascal Siakam.
Two-way players make their presence felt on both ends of the floor. Boston Celtics wing Jaylen Brown forces a turnover against the Toronto Raptors, then takes the ball. Oh, it's gone.
And now it's gone.
Number 59!
Oh, number 59!
Number 59 out of 10,000!
Holy bleep! That's, so, okay, so that is...
Explain this. Explain why that's important, Rudy.
So there are... These cards have... So, like, there's a...
That's the big one, right? That's the Stars one?
No. That is... Oh, yeah, that's the Seeing Stars one. Oh,
so that's
wow.
Biggie right wow. Out of the gate.
I for some reason, I thought it said... I saw a comment somewhere. Oh, wow.
It's
okay,
common
yeah.
At the bottom. I don't
know what the difference is. Yeah, it's just because it's a common pack. So, yeah, okay. So our Seeing Stars ones was a Jaylen Brown. Now, Jaylen Brown is not necessarily the best Seeing Stars one because he's obviously not...
He's not a very good player. Yeah, he plays for a bad team.
He is not, obviously... For Seeing Stars, we were ideally hoping for maybe like a Giannis. The three special ones were Steph, Anthony Davis, and Jason Tatum. And we can go to those later. We can find them in the marketplace to actually watch
That's
them.
Fine, but is 15. The number you want to have the lower serial
yes,
number. This
the,
is
the closer
59.
You are to one, the better. And usually, if you're under 1,000, if you're in a three digit number, you have a very good one.
59 out of 10,000, Rudy.
Okay, so what we can do, Beards, if you want to click on that other tab and go to the marketplace,
yep.
And then you will search Jaylen Brown.
Let's see.
And then we will find the Seeing Stars. You'll click on that.
And again.
And then we'll go to the serial number closest to 59 that's available for sell.
Yeah, wow.
And we'll see what it is being offered.
This is probably worth.
Jaylen Brown Seeing Stars?
Yes, so look for the Jaylen. So it's,
oh,
I see it's the
it.
Third one. The
I
lowest,
see one right now.
The lowest ask currently is $225.
We're in the green at the moment. 270 listings. Can we click that one and see the serial numbers on that one, Beards?
Yes, so if you click on it, it'll pop up.
So already, lowest asking price, $225. Got to feel pretty good right now, Rudy, right?
Yeah.
So what am I looking for? Okay, select a serial number.
Highest price, $15,000.
So what I want you to do is just find, like,
select
whether
a serial number
58
there.
58 or 60. Just find the serial number closest to 59.
And also, I'm
41 is the closest.
Okay, then what's on the other side?
74.
Okay,
split
so
that difference.
What I want to see is then, I want to see what
270
costs,
of these are for sale.
Can you move the screen, Beards, so we can see it on our screen some?
Yeah, you might want to maybe move us to the top left corner for this.
I'll see what I can do. Hang on.
Okay.
So you want me to just click on the 41?
Yes.
Bad news, I tried on Twitch, as it's like watching an Antiques Roadshow reveal, and that's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay,
so
let me see
41
if I can...
is $1,300.
$1,300 for number 41. Now you got 59. You're going to have to undercut that one by a little bit, but maybe
for
we
sure.
look at a hot grand. What
now,
was the other
that,
one below
that?
What's 60
that other
Beards?
One?
So we got the 113. We got
74 was the other one.
74.
Yes.
What is
and
it?
So
what do we got?
Click on it.
Not being able to
so
see
we're at
Beards.
1,300.
1,500.
So 1,500. So that,
there's $1,000. I'm gonna call it.
Am I moving you guys up to the top? Is that what I'm gonna try and do?
It doesn't matter.
I think it's all right.
It's
right
fine,
now.
Okay.
We can see the. Once you click on it, we can see what the prices are.
I'm saying that Rudy just made a grand on this.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
You got to feel pretty good about that, right?
I feel pretty good.
Get that bleep on the marketplace.
Getting that high serial number is pretty good. Again, is Jaylen Brown the best one I could get? No, but the high serial number.
Again, it's just mostly because of the bad team that he plays for.
Mostly. But the high serial number, though. I mean, everybody kind of knows he's like kind of a fake all-star.
Absolutely. On a fraud,
high serial number, though,
on a fraud team.
Getting a two-digit serial 59. Number on the
second,
first
second
ever.
So you just want me to take a lead on that, right? Because, I mean, obviously, you don't care.
Yeah, drop that one into the trash.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, please no.
All right, let's go look at the other ones.
Let's go.
So a little,
a good
maybe
start.
Could be a little anticlimactic.
Because
we probably got big money there.
We got big
that,
money.
I'll
first
tell you
one.
What. You'll take an anticlimactic grand if it falls in your pocket, huh?
59. That's almost
right.
Nice.
Rudy, left or right?
To me, it's nice.
Let's go right. It's very nice.
So you want? So you want me to go to the right?
To the right. Yes. Emmanuel quickly. Come on.
Beards has clicked it. I see a dunk.
It's a dunk.
I see a grizzly. Kyle Anderson. Never heard of him.
6,132 out of 35,000 plus. It's not a terrible serial number.
This
but,
one's probably not going to be as powerful.
Yeah, no. Now let's go. Let's go find Kyle Anderson.
Not a bad dunk.
No.
Not a.
Before we move, I don't know if you've
swear to God in heaven, I've never heard of Kyle Anderson.
Oh, he played at UCLA.
I knew you would know that.
He used to play for the Spurs. He was a first-round pick by the Spurs.
Hang on. Got to do my searching here.
You're good. So go to Kyle Anderson.
So again, for comparison's sake, that was what was the serial number on this one here on the Kyle Anderson?
It was 3,000. Or no,
it was like 6,000.
I've already forgot. Pierce, what was it? Can you go back to the
the other 6132? Tab real fast?
6132. Yeah. 6132. Which out of 35,000 plus, it is a pretty good serial number.
Not terrible, but it really puts the amazingness of the number 59.
Oh, the Jaylen Brown. Yes.
On the more rare and expensive card.
Yes.
Could be a very.
So it is that first one.
Could be a very nice.
It's not one of the legendary ones.
I was going to say that shiny boy is not bad at all.
Yeah.
Lowest asking price on that one's $9 right now.
Which honestly feels about right. Like that's kind of my guess. I'm going to say with our serial number, maybe we're around 20.
Highest asking price is 250 grand, so you could just go 249.
Most of these have like a highest price at 250 grand, and honestly, I think this might just be
the two numbers I've got are 60.58 and 62.15.
Okay, let's click on them both. Let's see see what we're at.
60.58.
I'm going to say it's about 20-ish. 35. Okay.
I'm willing to put down. You got to undercut him.
Yeah, for sure. So like, let's say 30.
I wrote down 30.
Let's see what the other one is. I want to see what that range is. So, I mean, like, this double, I almost tripled my money on that.
This card alone paid for this pack and your next one.
And the other one's 15 bucks. So, yeah, I'm selling it for maybe 25. And that's two packs.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
I'm not mad.
Not bad at all. That Jaylen Brown looking at a G, though. Woo!
Oh,
Rudy's going to come in with some absolute fire kicks in a week.
Oh, man. Now I just need more money to buy more packs.
Well, the good news, you can sell these cards.
Well, if I can actually get the money into my account to buy the cards. Now, maybe I can use the money in my account to buy more packs. I don't know about that. I don't know if I have to.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme over there.
It really is.
I mean, I've never once said Top Shot wasn't a little bit sketchy.
You ready for
middle
the last,
button?
Let's last one?
Middle pack? That's your last card?
Emmanuel Quickly. We want Emmanuel Quickly.
Why do we
quickly
want Emmanuel?
Because there's only like 800 of them, and he's a rookie doing good for the Knicks, so like people are going to want it. Come on, give me that Knicks symbol.
See.
Another Celtic!
Tristan Thompson!
Goodness!
I found out he was a Celtic whenever you found out he was
that's
Celtic a Celtic
look at
today.
That serial number.
Oh, this one. Oh, that's. You know what? You almost had the last one.
Almost the one of the last one.
Maybe
ones.
There's value in that.
Maybe.
So this is a Tristan Thompson dunk.
I can't believe
dunk.
I got two Celtics. Okay. So
it's a Tristan
see.
Thompson dunk. There are 12,000 of these made. Rudy's serial number is 11,997.
I want to watch this highlight again. Okay, that's fine. Oh. That's fine. When you click on it, when we search, I'll see the highlight again. Yeah. I know it was the assist was by Kimbo. I wanted because that's the other thing. Depending on who dunks are on or who a passes are from, that can increase the value of these cards. So even though like there's a DeAndre Jordan one that's pretty expensive.
It was against the Celtics, against the Cavs, so it's probably not.
Yeah. And like there's a Cole Anthony.
Lowest asking price, you see that?
Bucks.
38
and
bucks.
So, like there's a Cole Anthony three-pointer that is pretty valuable because it's a game-winning shot. You know, so like that matters.
All right.
Just scroll to the bottom. Yep. There's not going to be a lower serial number than this one.
Probably not.
But again, I'm believing that.
I think the fact that it's got Kimba in it it probably makes it a little bit more valuable.
It's
because
also
it's Kimba.
Damn near the last one that exists. So I'm gonna say there's actual value in that.
Yeah.
You know.
So $75 is are the other ones there? Beard, you don't have to necessarily click on them. Are they around $75? Are they like a two or three ahead of that, or is there a wide range?
There's one that is $250.
Probably.
There's one that's $42. There's one that's $80, $75, $80. $73.99.
So I mean, I would feel pretty good selling, like making like an easy like $60. Off
I just
of
wrote
it.
Down 50,
yeah,
50,
50,
60
yeah.
somewhere in there.
I feel pretty good about that.
Obviously, though, the Jaylen
Brown. I mean, the
Brown
fact that I got two
59.
Celtics hurts a little bit. Like that does hurt a little bit. But I'm happy.
And the Tristan
well,
Thompson
take
one.
That Jaylen Brown one if you want it.
Tristan,
I mean, if you want to buy it,
no,
I'll take it for
that.
An easy $3,000 right now, Beard.
Tristan Thompson's also wearing one of the black Celtics uniforms,
yeah.
Which is too bad because that's not their best look. But
who's he dunking on? Is that Larry Nance?
Really
yeah, Larry Nance Jr.
It's a pretty weak effort, I will say, to stop the dunk here.
It's Larry Nance Jr. who's going for the block. My guess is because it's got Kim. I mean, here's the deal. Like, Tristan Thompson isn't, I don't know how good he is anymore.
Can we go back to the home screen beards?
Tristan Thompson is a name at the very least, right? So I do think that provides value to it. he's a player everybody knows.
Bad news I tried on Twitch is using our Patrick Mahomes holding a Lombardi trophy meme. And it just, our emote just says, Rudy walking out of work tonight.
Just.
Patrick Mahomes carrying the Lombardi out of here.
Oh, boy.
Rudy may have. And you, listen, here's the thing.
Whenever
your GameStop, whenever your GameStop stock crashes, they say you don't actually lose money until you sell.
Yeah.
In this case, you don't make money until you sell.
Very true.
But you get these puppies sold.
Yeah.
And please at least sell
he's
the Celtics
buying
ones.
Slim chickens for the next year.
Here's the thing. You know what we talked about? Like, if I got somebody I really wanted, like Jokic, I might be hard to sell.
This is the opposite of that.
This is the hard time selling us.
This is the perfect example. It's an expensive Celtics card with a low serial number.
Yes.
This is your best bet.
And
baby.
The Celtics are I think this also helps the Tristan Thompson card. The Celtics are one of the more popular franchises in the NBA. White people love the Celtics. And you know who has who's buying cards on this site? It's probably a lot
middle-aged rich white guys
who love the Celtics.
You ever made a grand in a day before, Rudy? You ever had a day where you walk into work and you walk out of work with $1,000 Jaylen Brown digital card in your pocket?
Like a $1,200 Jaylen Brown card in my pocket.
Well, listen, I want you to sell it. I'd rather you sell it for $1,000 than hold it with a $1,200 label on it forever.
Fair point.
Follow up here, Mr. Salazar, and if you need a personal assistant or whatever, I'm right here.
Is this our new thing? Are we going to make all of our money on
Top
Shot?
Are we going to be rich on the
radio? I know I just
now?
Told everybody that you're probably not going to get into Top Shot to make money, but I think I'm going to get into Top Shot to make money.
At the very least, you could waste a grand now and just break even. Come on. There are worse ways to lose $1,000.
I think the key to this, though, is whatever money. Here's the deal. If you really do want to make money off this.
This is my question.
You got to get your money out as fast as humanly possible.
This is what I was going to ask.
Because
you
just
gonna have,
don't know.
Are you going to have diamond hands? Are you going to say that Jaylen Brown card is going to be worth $10,000 in a year? Or are you going to try to sell it right now? This is not financial advice. Let me tell you what I'm thinking. And if this was in my situation
right
now.
It's tough because I don't know how much there's a part of me that thinks this could all be dead in 2 months, but also the NBA is backing it, which makes me think that maybe it has a chance.
Here's how I'm feeling for
I don't know if I want to be the guy who sold who gave away 2 Bitcoins for a pizza, right? Back in the day.
I mean, that's a very real fear and I understand that. But also it's 1,000 birds in the hand as opposed to 5,000 birds in the bush.
Now,
how many birds do you need, honestly?
Now, if I sell the Jaylen Brown and I get into my account, when that retired pack drops, you know, with the Hall of Famers, and it's like 250,
you've got that money right there already.
I
can
buy that pack. Maybe I get the Michael Jordan. And the Michael Jordan, all of a sudden, the Michael Jordan's worth. Now, you know what I could
even
do?
Rudy's out here making his own stimulus check.
You know what I
could
do? I might have to look around some stuff. You know how there's, like I told you, if you complete these challenges, you can get, like, the LeBron James. Yeah. I don't know if I could turn that Jaylen Brown into essentially to the LeBron James.
Oh, I see.
If I could, I sell the Jaylen Brown and then buy all those pieces.
This is
My guess is the Jaylen Brown will not be worth all like the 9 cards that I think it's 9 cards that it'll take to get the LeBron James. It's just the LeBron James is going to be worth way, way, way more because it's LeBron James. My guess is I won't be able to get that at all.
I think you should do your research.
For sure. I'm going to look into it. Here's the deal. I am confident the system will not crash over the weekend.
That seems fair.
Like I'm going to spend tomorrow. I'm going to look at this. I'm going to do a little bit of research. Just kind of look through some stuff, see what prices, you know, see
Think
what
of all
what
the
it would
Pokemon
cost.
Stuff you could buy with $1,000 guilt free. Guilt free.
I can buy Pokemon cards to open up on the show.
You basically bought. Whoa!
That might be the next step. If there are anybody is listening that works at a card shop a local card shop that's looking to get into this, we'll open cards on Twitch.
Oh my God,
Send a pack of some football cards, send some Pokemon cards. We'll do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do this.
This is very exciting. This is very exciting. I'm very happy for you, Rudy. The $1,000 low serial number card.
59, man. That's
nice.
Like, I was so one. I saw the Celtics and I was like, oh my god, we might have a Jason Tatum. And then I saw Jaylen Brown. I'm like, eh. But then I saw the 59. I was like, holy bleep.
59 is the new nice number. I'm here to declare
59
it.
59 is the new 69.
What's the joke? I don't get it.
It's the.
Why is that funny?
Which?
Why was 69 a nice number?
Oh, I just realized something.
Because 6 is like 9 upside down. It's just like visually pleasing.
Wait, no,
but what about 96, though?
But it's not. They're facing the wrong direction. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's also like a sign, like a zodiac sign that looks sort of like a 6 and a 9. And there's that rapper that just has all the 69 tattoos all over him. And Rudy's a big fan of Tekashi 6ix9ine. With the rainbow hair?
Yeah, you know, that guy.
That guy?
That guy.
He's got like a tattoo of Jigsaw on his face.
That guy beards.
It's also, depending on how you look at it, just a nice number. All right, we're gonna let Rudy do some math. We're gonna let Rudy, in fact, Beards, you should probably log out of the account in there. Let Rudy log in, and he's just gonna be selling. He's gonna be basically day trading for the next 90 minutes of the show.
I'm gonna turn Jaylen Brown into four other moments. I'm gonna turn those four moments into like two moments that are actually worth more than the Jaylen Brown. I'm gonna turn those two Jaylen Brown moments, and it's just gonna be a, you know, that GIF of Zach Galifianakis, just like all the numbers just going. That's just gonna be
Rudy.
Like,
Rudy's gonna come in on Monday morning with bags.
Coming
under-
in on Monday.
That's such a good point. The Border Patrol is going to be trying to get a hold of Rudy at 6 a.m. on Monday morning, and Rudy's going to be on his own private yacht at that point, on the way to his own private island, because a gif of Jaylen Brown has sent him to the moon.
I want to respond real fast to a text that Brad Porter has sent us. Brad, don't worry. I also don't understand Top Shot. I just know I've made like maybe $1,200 to $1,300. Also, Brad, cards right now are selling at a crazy price. Your George Brett rookie card is worth 5 times right now, probably what it's ever been worth. Somebody will absolutely buy it.
Yeah, just get on eBay and just try to sell anything you can at this point. Really.
And for people who don't like totally know why, and it's like a large part of this, like the whole card market and like literally like anything, any kind of collectible thing has just been blowing up, and like a lot of these prices are 2, 3, 4, 5 times as much. Some of the like the theories is the fact that because you do have a large amount of people who are older white men who are buying these buying and selling these cards or the products to where you then open them up to get these cards on eBay again for 3, 4, 5 times the cost because they have extra money because they can't take their kids anywhere. You know what I mean? Like you try to take your family to the movies. That can, you have a family of four, going to the movies can get expensive. Like that can be, you know, you can spend over $100. Well, now you have that extra money that you're now just spending on. And this is some of this I hate because it's the scalping situation, right? A lot of old white guys are ruining the fun for the people who are just trying to collect. They're trying to make money.
That doesn't sound like old white guys.
But because of that, it then also has raised the values of the individual cards or moments. So yeah, like I could have sold this pack. So remember how we talked about it? I could have sold this pack for $400 on eBay, easy.
Yeah.
Just an easy $400 on eBay. Now the flip side, like we talked about,
wouldn't have gotten that Jaylen. That's
this Jaylen
Brown,
baby. Now, like as we saw with some of the numbers, it's possible I could have came out with like maybe $200 to $300 worth of memories here, worth of moments.
You got to sell this before it crashes.
Oh God.
You got to sell. You have to sell this as quickly as possible.
Yep.
This is very exciting, though.
Yep.
All right, so Rudy is a millionaire on Top Shot. We'll take a break whenever we come back. There's a lot of things that I thought we might end up talking about today, and instead we had an hour of Les Miles and 30 minutes of Rudy making money on Top Shot. So
can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, cool
next
show.
Next drop, baby.
I thought you meant next segment.
No,
and I
next,
was like,
next,
yeah.
Next drop, because I will absolutely get another. You both got to get on this. It's electric. That feels electric.
Rudy is either going to be, by Monday morning, Rudy is either going to be living in a mansion or in a cardboard box.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Because here's the thing. People say money doesn't buy happiness. Not true. Money can buy a jet ski. I've never seen anybody not smile on a jet ski.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Rudy's about to buy a jet ski.
Heck yeah.
That's just where we're at right now. Is Rudy's
Never
about to buy a dang jet
somebody
ski.
Somebody not happy on a jet ski.
And I also, even without really thinking about it, found myself looking at all of the Suns' top shot moments that are currently available. And I'm just scrolling right now.
I realize what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So I'm going to sell the Jaylen Brown.
Got to.
And I'm going to then deposit all but $100 into my bank account.
Seems smart.
And then I'm going to use that $100 to buy Torrey Craig blocking Devin Booker's shot. And then when that frame comes out where I can put this on there and display it, that's just all there will ever be. It'll just be in the office, and it'll be hanging, and it'll be just on repeat, Torrey Craig stuffing Devin Booker.
And then I'm going to print off a copy of the Western Conference standings and hang it over it. Just staple it to the front of your frame.
I just need to find a highlight of like the Nuggets doing something against the Celtics. I imagine there's a lot of those.
What a rush! There's a Kelly Oubre.
There's a Kelly Oubre Suns.
Kelly
one.
Oubre Suns highlight.
That'll be yours. Just Kelly Oubre with the Suns. Just remember.
Now it is sort of wild that I can just watch it now, which again does go back to me only kind of vaguely. Oh, it's a block out of bounds. It's a good block, but it didn't even get the possession.
For sure.
The lowest price is $187, and I'm watching it right now. I still largely don't understand this, but also...
Oh, I don't understand really any of it.
I just think it's fun that they exist.
Yeah.
Even as I am unendingly confused. Ricky Rubio, remember him?
It's very confusing, but also, like, this is kind of the point of, like, I'm not gonna, like... I'm just having fun with this, right? Like, this isn't meant to be something where, like, it really is like, oh, this is the next get-rich-quick scheme. No. This is just, I'm having fun with this.
There's a pretty good DeAndre Ayton dunk.
There also might be, like, money laundering involved in this, I feel like.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for
you
sure.
See some of, like, the super high prices, right? And I'm like, huh.
So there's a legendary one of these DeAndre Ayton dunks. It's a hollow. There are only 50 of them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the top sale recently of it was for $8,888. Currently, the lowest price is about $12,000.
Yeah. I'm going right now.
Why?
To the,
why would I? Who has this kind of money?
It's like somebody. It's like somebody bought a LeBron James one for, it was over $200,000, which I believe, I don't know if it still is, but at the very least, it was the highest, you know, sell. Rich people,
I would
man.
Just like to talk to whoever that is.
It's like I think it was Logan Paul who spent $500,000 on a first
Logan
edition
Paul's
box
not a real
of,
person.
Of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, like, I guess.
If you have enough money, there is just a sense of like, you know what I mean? Like you're just like, what are you gonna do? So like there's a job. Good
bad news I tried on Twitch says, hey Rudy, can I borrow some money? Don't even act like you don't have it.
Hey, here's the thing, man. There's a thing with my bank where like I gotta transfer it to my bank account, but it's in my savings, so I transfer my checking, and it's like a 3-day wait.
You right now Rudy doesn't have any money for you to borrow. A Jaylen Brown number 59 serial number top shots card.
He just needs the receipt back on that.
Here's
definitely.
Like a wild thing like John Morant. So like the John Morant one's got like the highest asking price currently, and like you look at the top sales and like, and this just shows how much the market has exploded. So like November 30th is sold for $2,200.
This existed in November?
Yeah. December 27th it sold for $2,500. December 29th it sold for $3,000. January 3rd it sold for $4,000. February 22nd it sold for $100,000. Which is also why I think there might be money laundering going on here. But you know, hey, what am I to say?
I think what you got to...
You know why it costs so much?
No.
Because it's Memphis Grizzlies rookie standout John Morant soars above the Phoenix Suns.
That's probably it.
Who did he dunk on? Let's see.
Oh, is it the Aaron Baines dunk?
Oh, it might be the Aaron Baines dunk. Yeah, it's the Aaron Baines dunk.
That was nasty, and also Beards has $100,000 for the next seller.
Well, he would need 200.
You know how a lot of athletes say that they hate losing more than they love winning?
Yeah.
What you're going to have to decide here, because Jaylen Brown for $1,000 is like, that's a legitimate amount of money.
For sure.
$12 for a pack, $30 for this Kyle Anderson, whatever.
$14 for a pack.
Okay.
Well, just
no,
just,
it's just factual. No, just to correct, you're right. It's just a reasonable correction.
Just getting the facts.
I'm sorry I lashed out.
Yeah, it's fine. See, like, I'm looking at the top sells, and they're all, like, legendary ones, and so, like, this is where the intrigue of I'm gonna pull up the pack of legendaries. I'm gonna pull up the pack of legendaries because you can look at the old packs because I'm just curious to see how much a legendary pack costs. Because like, could I sell Jaylen Brown and then the next time the legendary packs are for sale, could I buy a legendary pack? That you know what I mean? Like that's the question, right?
So, but here's what I'm sort of positing to you. Do you love winning more than you hate losing, or do you hate losing more than you love winning? Because here's the thing.
I think I hate losing more than I love winning, which is it's not probably like the best.
I don't think that's healthy.
No.
But here's the thing. Here's the issue here.
But like,
you're gonna, so because $1,000 getting $1,000 in your pocket would be really nice. You could buy $1,000 worth of things.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's, you know, a month of rent and then some Pokemon stuff or whatever.
So,
but here's the thing. If what's going to make you feel better/worse, selling out, cashing out with for a grand and then being able to do something with that money and then finding out that it's worth 10 grand in 2 weeks or not selling it now and then in 2 weeks it's worth $100. I think at a grand I would have to sell it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. But
I don't disagree. So I'm looking at this and legendary cards, like packs that have the legendary cards, run for $230.
For the pack?
Which means Jaylen Brown could obviously, you know, easily pay for a legendary pack. Now, there's a chance I'd only get one. And even from there, and this is some of the thing, like again, like, so I hopped in. So like, I'll explain this experience. So I hopped into to the waiting lobby about 5 minutes before the drop happened.
Yeah.
So I sat there for 5 minutes, and while it's going on, they have a Twitch stream going on where somebody who like they have a host who is talking about Top Shot and stuff. And it was very cool because like you're now in a waiting lobby with somebody who's on Twitch talking about Top Shot with other people who are like kind of in the community. Very cool experience. So then at 11 a.m. Central Time hits, and then the drop, that's when the drop officially happens, at which point there were about 180,000 people in the lobby. They were only selling 61,000 packs in the drop that I was in. So at that point, they then randomly assign a number to the roughly 180,000 people who are there. So if your number is 61,000 or less, you're going to get a pack. Now, right. You have to wait. Now, the cool thing about it is you type in your email. They will send you a link that you can then click on to check from anywhere. You don't have to stay in that lobby. You can close the page. As long as you do not hit the link that says leave my place, you will get an email when you're about 2,000 spots away, and then you will get another email when your spot is up. When your spot is up, you then have 20 minutes, so they are giving you plenty of time to get in and buy. That part is really cool. And so there is a lot of luck in it that you need to be placed high enough. Now, they do a good job, too, while you're in the lobby of letting you know, hey, this is how many packs we have for sale. This is where we're at. And then you can base off your waiting list number and if whether or not you're like, hey, you know, if they're selling 61,000 packs and you're at number 130,000, you're just not getting a pack. Like it's just not happening. So you know you can just kind of move on with your life. So like I got lucky by being placed at 22,000 because I knew I was getting a pack at 22,000.
So Rudy, can you take your headphones off for a second? Just take your headphones off. We are in the same room, but I'm gonna whisper. Pierce, can you hear me?
Yes.
My hearing's not very good. Can you hear me, Pierce?
Yes.
So I think we encourage Rudy to sell and then like cash out and then. We tell him that all of the good. Turn my mic up some if you're having trouble hearing.
No, I'm good. I can hear you.
Can the audience hear me, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
All right. It's not that important that they hear me, I guess. So we convince Rudy that the real money is in gold. And so I tell him, hey, Rudy, here's what you need to do now. You've got your grand from this Jaylen Brown number 59 serial number card. Go buy $1,000 in gold. And then, but like jewelry, ideally, because you can that way. Because here's the thing: it's an investment you can wear. That's pretty cool.
You can't wear a card.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's gonna be our argument for him whenever we tell him this strategy.
Now, what happens though when they make a necklace that has the little frame thing that he's talking about? So then you're
a bridge will cross
What about bridges? You buy some bridges.
We should buy some Mikhail Bridges cards, and then he should buy real estate with water that he can put a bridge over.
Yeah.
But because I think we can beat them to the wearable gift technology, which probably exists on some level, but we convince them to buy $1,000 worth of gold and then to wear it because swag out while also wearing your investment. And whenever he comes to work wearing all the gold stuff, we beat him up and take it.
I'm good with this. I know where an ore is that we can use.
Yeah, there's an ore in there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
There's probably a baseball bat around here somewhere.
Oh, definitely.
750 me, 250 you. You'd have $0 for it.
65-35?
650-350? That's the... Yeah. That would be the 650. Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that.
Okay, cool.
All right, deal. Rudy, you can go and put your headphones on. We were just talking about how cool the Suns and Celtics are, and I knew you weren't going to want to hear it.
Thank you.
Because you're a big Nuggets fan.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just wanted to protect you from
and
that.
So, like, you know, getting the legendary cards would be difficult because, again, like, so, like, this series star set, they're selling $180,000.
Hold on, Rudy, can you take your headphones off for just one second?
But, like, the Cosmic set, I just want to finish this point. For, like, the Cosmic set, which has legendary cards, they only sold 1,470 of those. Like, my odds of even getting that would be obviously even more harder.
You know, I think if we turned off his mic, he wouldn't even notice.
I was just gonna say, periods. I think there's a decent.
I would definitely notice because I would not be able to hear myself.
I think there's a decent. I can turn on our headphones and hear. So now, hold on. All right, neither one of us can hear through the headphones. I've turned it down. I think there is a legitimate chance that he didn't hear our conversation because he was reading about Top Shot.
You're gonna hit me with a bat.
An oar. It was clearly a
or what?
Hold on. How did you even hear that, Rudy?
Or
no,
what, Rudy.
Rudy. Hey, since we're on the topic, Rudy, let me tell you about how important of a time it is to invest in gold. I really think it's the future, plus it's the investment you can wear. I'll tell you more about it during the break. Oh, no, I can't break yet. I got waved off by the catcher.
Well, I hit the button prematurely.
Did you not hear the liner start?
No, I didn't, actually.
There was Now Beards is rebooting and getting everything back into play.
I got waved off by the catcher because he prematurely linered, which we have commercials
You got waved off by the pitcher. You gave the call. He said no.
The catcher wouldn't wave me off. I just was so intent on me being the pitcher in that situation of I'm throwing it to him.
That's I mean the pitcher could give a call to the catcher and the catcher could say no. That's possible.
You know what actually happened? So I'm the pitcher. And I was 92% of the way through my windup and then he stood up and called time for the ump. And then
perfect.
I just spiked the ball right into my own dong.
It's perfect.
Just whacked myself.
Pulled a real Grady Dick there.
He plays basketball, and I think it's important that we acknowledge that. I can't throw a break for 10 more seconds?
It was a minute-long ad.
You played a minute-long ad by accident? How did that happen?
You could just, like, stop playing the ad, like, in the middle of it. You didn't have to wait for it to run out.
Whatever, we're good now.
Okay, hey, Rudy. Hey, Beards, can you take off your headphones?
How do I know more about the system than him? I mean, I did run it for, like, 9 months longer than them.
Yeah, that's true. And now it's still on a daily basis, at least an extra
very
hour.
Sure.
Beards, don't listen to this. Hey, Rudy, I have an idea.
Cool.
So I know where we can get an oar, and then we can beat up Beards, and then you can run the show instead.
I think I have a spot for some gold.
Whoa, you have some...
I might be able to get us some gold to hit him with.
I would like to get a golden oar as quickly as possible.
I think I can do that. How big is $1,000 worth of gold to turn into an oar? Is that a big oar? That'd be big enough.
I mean, I can't throw it. How much gold can you buy with... Oh, $1,000 is actually the first...
That kind of makes sense.
Well, then it went to... let's see.
Okay, hey, Josh.
Yeah, Rudy, go ahead.
What about a silver ore?
Or what?
If you're buying gold as an investment, the most popular purchase is 24-karat gold, which is 100% gold without any additional alloys. With $1,000, you'd be able to purchase half of an ounce of gold. Which is probably enough for, like, a bullet.
Okay, so I've got a gun that shoots gold.
Well, what I really need, unfortunately, is going to be an oar.
Or what?
Or we're going to take a break.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
But his leg is in better shape than Beards' mic confidence right now. You've been atrocious.
At least I'm consistent.
You're not, though. You're not at all. That's the thing. That's the problem here.
Consistently inconsistent.
It's not a thing. Shut up.
On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
There's just a lot going on here today, man. This show is just doing a lot of things.
This might be... I know we talked about some of our best shows ever. This might be the best show that I've ever been a part of.
Well, yeah, because you've never made $1,000 on one of these shows before.
I just mean, like, in the history of AES on A10 with me, this might be the best show we've ever done.
But for you, definitely.
I mean, for all of us. Well, I thought the first hour we killed it. I thought so far this hour has been good for very different reasons.
Well, that's the other thing about that. If we're just going to get incredibly self-involved for a moment, the idea that we're just absolutely patting ourselves on the back, just wailing on it right now for talking about how KU football has been an embarrassment.
I thought we handled it very well.
Well, that's fine. But the idea, here's the thing, Rudy, is even if this is exactly true, if we handled that well and then also did a fun hour of you opening NBA Top Shot, an NBA Top Shot pack, it seems impossible for those 2 hours to have been good and existed in the same show. It just feels like it shouldn't have happened that way.
I mean, maybe it shouldn't have, but it did. I think we executed it. I think we executed it to perfection.
It's like remembering that Jamal Charles did have an excellent year with Alex Smith. Yeah. It's like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right now, we are in perfecting schlag, which is...
Is that a Dwight Schrute thing?
Yeah, it's a Dwight Schrute thing. It's like when your life finally just comes together and everything's perfect, it's perfecting schlag.
I'd like to file a complaint.
We
if
are
my life
living
is
in perfecting
right
schlag.
HR!
For the last 2 hours. After 10, and I think 9 o'clock is going to be great. After 10, perfecting schlag probably
he
leaves.
Did it again!
But for these 3 hours, perfecting schlag.
This is all on tape. I'm just saying.
I don't know if I'm now more bothered by the things you just said or by Beards' terrible judgment.
Perfecting schlag.
How do you guys feel about GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium?
Geha?
You mean Arrowhead Stadium?
Proper disrespect from both of you. Really proud of you both. It can literally be named whatever it takes to pay Patrick Mahomes Field at Arrowhead Stadium, and I would be fine with it.
We were literally there when the world found out that Geha even existed. Nobody even knew it was a thing until the presser when they announced when Patrick Mahomes is there and they announced their partnership with the Chiefs. Like, we were there. We have a parking sign.
Yeah.
Like a private parking for Patrick Mahomes.
It says
it says
parking for Patrick Mahomes.
The Geha event.
With Geha. I believe it's pronounced Geha.
I think it's Geha.
Again, it's just Arrowhead Stadium.
I mean, I think that's the most accurate possible read on that. It's just Arrowhead Stadium.
I think the actual accurate read is just the way it actually is now. It's Geha Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
Dude, there is so much stuff. We can try to work through some stuff with Mick.
The originals call it.
There is a what?
Arrowhead is how it's really pronounced. We just, Geha Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
It's actually pronounced Arrowhead Stadium. But it at Geha Field.
That's just very long.
It's just so many syllables.
Long.
Geha Field at Arrowhead Stadium. That's 12 syllables.
That's a lot.
Woo!
Geha Field at Arrowhead Stadium. 10. You gotta work on your math, buddy.
I thought I was wrong, and then I realized you were wrong. And there you go. That's the show. Mick is next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.